To Fathers and Mothers. 1911. First part missing. It is possible to grasp the promise. Ask, says our Lord, and it shall be given you. Matthew 7, verse 7. There must be a receiving faith. Lay hold on the words spoken in the scripture, and do not let go. Press home the faith you have received in decided, forcible testimony, and the blessing is yours. For thus God saith, I am talking these things in the night season, and yet I am troubled for fathers and mothers that have brought children into the world and are not themselves converted. Fathers and mothers, for your own soul's sake and for the sake of your children, live the gospel. Teach the gospel, making it impressive to your children. The Holy Spirit alone can help your children to understand the words of truth and to behold the precious Savior as the only begotten Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. Every household should be diligently taught concerning the great gift of Christ to our world, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. Our ministers are not all intensely in earnest in a right way. They may have a profession, but the highest gift of God they do not all grasp. Whole families ought to be educated and diligently trained to prepare themselves to be laborers together with God. There is a negligence, and I am charged to stir up your minds. Your own work now, fathers and mothers, needs to be closely inspected. Educate and train your children. Fathers, I am charged to address you. You are to unite with the mother of your children to instruct them line upon line, and precept upon precept, here a little, and there a little. Educate and teach them every day of the great sacrifice God has made in giving His only beloved Son to the world. All are privileged to obtain a personal knowledge of the saving grace of Christ, a personal experience in the knowledge of a personal Savior. These subjects are not dwelt upon as the precious gift of God. God expects us to appreciate it, not as a speculative theory, but as a rich gift from heaven to us, to save every son and every daughter. I am charged to give a decided message to ministers and the children in their families, that the world may have before them living teachers of God's will. The Lord would have every soul that has the light of truth to let the truth shine forth. Make it known so that honor and glory may be given to God. Clothe your words in proper language as you should to win them to Christ. How feeble are many of our efforts! It is time to act. Then delay not.